We're here with Jerry Grenwald, EERC, which is the Energy and Environment Research Center up in Grand Forks, North Dakota. He's here at the Hydrogen Implementation Conference in Laramie, Wyoming on July 2008. And Jerry, it looks like you're doing a wide diversity of programs there, but most of them seem to have a commonality of being very conservative of energy use and progressive in that sense.
Well, I think that's probably a good way to characterize it. We're doing everything from using all kinds of feedstocks to produce hydrogen, looking at technical options for production and the economics of various ways of producing, and secondly, looking at that from the standpoint of what we'd call distributed production, small, more local production facilities, and centralized production, large centralized production. And then everything else from production going on to distribution, fueling systems, some very creative concepts in fueling systems, which are much more economical than what we've seen elsewhere, which is about to be commercialized. And finally, utilization, building, designing with corporate partners, hydrogen fuel cell powered vehicles, at this point largely things without license plates, but demonstrating technical feasibility and safety, which will lead to, I think, acceptance by the public of things with license plates. There's a lot of misunderstanding about hydrogen. There are the images of the Hindenburg, which have nothing to do with hydrogen, has to do with the burning of the skin. There are a lot of perceptions that hydrogen is much more dangerous than a gasoline-powered vehicle, and I can tell you unequivocally the tests have shown, and I firmly believe the gasoline-powered vehicle, the gas tank on your vehicle, is much more dangerous than a hydrogen tank on a vehicle. So we're working on that. We're working on education. We're working on a wide variety of things.
And you've been going for about 21 years. One thing I found especially intriguing was this reference to corporate partnerships. How do you go about putting together a corporate partnership to get a project going? Because I think that's going to be of great importance to a lot of inventors and researchers.
Yeah. Last year we had 443 active contracts. We don't have grants, we have contracts, we have relationships. And part of the answer to your question is that one word, relationships. We're very good at developing relationships. We communicate with people eyeball to eyeball. We buy a lot of airline tickets. We fly around the world to meet our clients, potential clients. We get to know them. We develop relationships. We also have an exceptional reputation. Excellence means something. And so as time has gone on, we've developed a relationship and a reputation around the world for being the best at what we do, always doing it on time, never having a cost overrun ever. If we have that problem, we eat the difference. And right now, of those 443 contracts last year, 80% were with corporate partners. So everything we do, very practical, very much the market pulling instead of what you so often see in research, taking technology and trying to push it into a non-existent market.
That's so vital, and I really thank you for relaying those concepts out there, because we have too many researchers that are corresponding blindly and never really developing a relationship, and half the time they come off as nutcases no matter what the merits of their offerings.
That's a good description. I like nutcases, yeah. We have a lot of people counting patents. Patents are not the key. It's the innovation that follows that that IP that determines whether or not it's marketable. We probably patent 1 out of 10 things we could. We could patent all sorts of things, spend all kinds of money on patents. Most patents are just fancy wallpaper. You frame it, you feel good, and it never goes anywhere. We carefully evaluate our IP. Determine which IP package, which intellectual property package has the most potential commercial value, and then we patent accordingly. And we have corporate partners involved in much of that work, so they're already there to champion that technology. We own the IP. We always hold the IP ourselves.
IP meaning intellectual property. Yeah.
We own that. We own the patents. But then we give exclusive or non-exclusive licenses to our corporate partners, and they can commercialize it. Well, I like to say we're a research development demonstration, a second D, and commercialization center. We lead the research development demonstration. Our corporate partners lead the C, the commercialization.
That's fantastic, and I very much appreciate your taking a little time for us here at the Tesla Academy, and you have a wonderful day, and I wish you great success, continued success in this research. Is there a website that people should look up?
Sure. It's UNDEERC.org.
Okay, thank you very much.